弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks and praises.
因为主，你是那位独一的真神，是创造天地海和其中万物的神。
Because you are the only true God, the creator of the universe and everything in it.
天父，你也赐给我们你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
And you also gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
卑微自己来到世上成为人的样式。
And he humbled himself, came to this world and became like a man.
把福音带到这个世界上。
And bring the gospel to this world.
让我们这些没有盼望的人能够有了盼望。
So to us, the hopeless people, that we now have hope.
让我们能够在耶稣基督里能够得到那美好的救恩。
In Christ, that we can have the perfect salvation.
天父，我们谢谢你也赐给我们你的话语。
And Father, we also thank you for giving us your words.
主，你启示主你的那些主你的仆人们写下你的话语。
Lord, you revealed your mystery to your servant to write all this scripture down.
也求主你的圣灵启示我每个你的儿女能够明白你的话语。
We ask you reveal the truth to us so that we can understand.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的题目是叫福音的奥秘。
Today's sermon title is the mystery of the gospel.
那我们每个人也常常看到奥秘这个词呢，就是想到一些很多我们不明白不理解的东西。
Oftentimes, when we see the words mystery, we thought it's something that we cannot understand or believe.
啊，好多人看到知道这些东西呢，也越看到就越想去明看到这里面到底是什么东西，我们不明白。
And some people that might not be intrigued that by the word mystery want to find out what's in this mystery.
我首先想到的就是我在中学或者还大学的时候呢，读过的一些有关奥秘的一些书籍。
So first, I thought, recalled that during the high school and college year, I read some mysteries book.
那我们记得有什么天体的奥秘
？Some like the mystery of the outer world.
有地球的奥秘。
And the mystery of the earth.
也大家知道有人体的奥秘。
And the mystery of the body.
有时间的奥秘等等。
And the mystery of time.As such.
但是可能大家也从来没读过一本书叫福音的奥秘。
And we might not read the book that called The Mystery of the Gospel.
那么当时读这些书之后呢，就觉得很有趣。
Oftentimes when we read all those mystery books, we think it's fascinating.
因为从这些书的里面呢，都能看到人的好多的发现。
And through those books that you might see some discoveries from man.
也都是我们没有注意到的一些现象或者是规律。
And it's something that phenomena or rules that you might not aware before.
但是人类呢，其实在解释不了发生这些现象或者产生这些规律的根本的原因。
But man, that they cannot fully explain the reason that behind those mysteries.
那么记得读这些书之后呢，作者总是最后说，说是随着科学的进步，那么这些问题都会得到解决。
And when you read those books, that author might say that through the progress of man's view of science, that the mystery can be resolved.
那么当时真的是觉得说，人生可能最大意义，那么就是来就是钻研、刻苦钻研来解决这些还我们不明白这些奥秘。
So we thought that the great meaning of the life might to work hard and resolve those mysteries.
然后我们知道，直到今天，那么这些奥秘呢，对无神论者来说，仍然还是奥秘。
So we know that until this day, that all this mystery might still be mysteries to people that who atheists.
因为他们不明白这些奥秘发生的根本原因，那是那位无限智慧全能的神。
Because they do not understand the root of all these mysteries are the Almighty and All-Knowing God.
那么直到信主之后呢，我才意识到。
And until I believe God, I realized.
那么人生最大意义不是说找到这些发生这些奥秘的根本的原因。
The greatest meaning of the life is not to find the root of all these mysteries.
而是听信福音，认识神，能够明白福音的宝贝和它的奥秘。
It is that you hear the gospel and understand it and receive it.
那么特别是我们这些在犹太人眼中看为外邦人的人。
Especially for us Gentiles that were called Gentiles by the Israelites.
那么能听信福音，成为神的子民。
And we hear the gospel and become the children of God.
又被神那么接受，他会成为他的儿女。
And received by God, to be His children.
那么这是神给我们的极大的恩典。
This is the great grace that God gave to us.
那么在今天的信息中
，And today's sermon.
那么保罗让以弗所人也知道
，And Paul let the people in Ephesus know.
福音的奥秘乃是基督的奥秘。
The mystery of the gospel is the mystery of Christ.
那么过去分离的两个族群都因为耶稣基督而成为了一体。
In the past, the two groups that separated.That now become one in Christ.
那么都成为了神家里中的人。
And we all become the members of God's family.
那么神给保罗的主要的托付就是把福音传给这些外邦人。
And the task that God gave to Paul.
使外邦的基督徒知道他们和犹太的基督徒同样是神家里的人了。
Let the Gentiles know that same as with the Israelites, we are members of God's family.
我们先来看一下神给保罗的神圣的托付。
Let us now look at the thing that God entrusted to Paul.
那么这以弗所书的第三章第一到三节。
And it's from verse 1-3.
那么这里他讲，因此我保罗为了外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，并用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you, Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation.As I have already written briefly.
我们知道了保罗写这份书信的时候正被囚禁在罗马。
We know the time when Paul wrote this epistle that he was a prisoner.
那么原因就是他要在罗马这些外邦人的当中呢传基督传福音。
The reason is God want him to spread the gospel in the Gentile area, Rome.
我们也知道了罗马呢它是一个多神的一个相信多神的一个帝国。
We know that Rome is a country that they believe multiple gods.
那么只要他的国民呢臣服于罗马皇帝之下呢他们信什么神他们都是可以的。
As long as the citizens that they obey the Roman Empire, they can believe any gods they want.
然而保罗所传的福音呢是关于一位高过一切的在上掌权的神。
But the gospel Paul spread is the God that controls everything.
当然也包括罗马皇帝。
Include the Roman Empire.
所以那些听信福音的人呢，就不再把罗马皇帝当作至高为上。
So the people who believe received the gospel that they do not think the emperor still the person above all.
而是把福音中的神看为独一的、独一的真神。
And they think the God in the gospel is the only true God.
远远超过他们的罗马皇帝。
It's way above beyond above the Roman Emperor.
所以呢，罗马政府呢就认为他们是在威胁他们的统治的政权。
So the Roman government think this will threaten their governorship.
所以就不想让这个使徒们他们所传的这个神在这些人群中流传。
So they do not allow the apostles to proclaim this God anymore.
所以就把这些传福音的人就把我投入到监狱。
So they put all the people that spread the gospel into prison.
其实呢，现在国内的基督徒受逼迫呢，也是一样的原因。
So now in mainland China, the Christians are under persecution for the same reason.
那么因为呢，中共呢就要求他领导一切。
Because the government in China that they want to control everything.
所以他也要教会服从他们的一切的法规领导。
So they want the church also under their government.
那教会呢要根据圣经的教导。
But the church needs to obey the teachings in the Bible first.
那么基督徒呢，首先是要顺服的是至高的神。
So Christians that first they need to submit to this only and Almighty God.
那么当人所制定的法规跟圣经教导的真理相抵触时
，When the laws made by man contradicts to God's law.
那么圣经教导我们一定要顺从神的教训。
And the Bible teaches us to obey the biblical teaching first.
那么这也是我们知道，当彼得和众使徒呢，他们在圣殿中传基督的福音时。
That's why when Paul and the other disciples that when they spread the gospel in the temple.
那么犹太的教的这些领袖呢，就来抓他们来。
And the Jewish leaders that they come.Trying to arrest them.
那么根据《使徒行传》五章二十九节，他告诉我们说，彼得和众使徒回答说，顺服神，不顺从人是应当的。
And in Acts chapter 5, that Paul replied, verse 29, Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than man."
那么这里保罗呢，并没有说自己是基督的使徒。
Here Paul didn't say, "I am the apostle of Christ."
而是一个为了外邦人的好处，为了服从耶稣基督的差遣。
And he said it's for the benefit of the Gentiles and the sending of Christ.
那么是被罗马政府囚禁的人。
And he is the prisoner by the Roman governor.
因为呢，保罗他深深的知道基督为我们这些罪人所受的苦楚。
Because Paul deeply understands the suffering that Jesus went through for us.
所以呢，保罗就为了外邦人能听到福音，得到救恩。
So in the for the benefit of the Gentiles to hear God's gospel.
他为了服从神的旨意，自己愿意承受一切的这些苦难。
In obeying God's will, he wants to bear all the sufferings that encountered.
其实这也正是主透过亚拿尼亚，我们在圣经中看到他在保罗悔改的时候所给保罗的启示。
This is also through the servant that Ananias gave to Paul.
那么在使徒行传九章十五到十六节，那么当神启示亚拿尼亚时，他这样说：主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王以及以色列人面前宣扬我的名。我也要指示他为我的名必受许多的苦难。
It is recorded in Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16. But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name."
那么这里呢，保罗是在监狱中写信给以弗所的信徒。
So here, Paul once again wrote the letter to the in the prison for the Ephesians.
那么他不但是写信，我们从里面也看到，他也常常为他们祷告。
And not only he wrote the letter, he also often prayed for them.
那我们可见呢，保罗非常的明白神对他自己的托付。
So here clearly, Paul understands the stewardship that God entrusted to him.
那么他不但需要把福音传给这些外邦的人。
So not only he proclaimed the gospel to the Gentiles.
那么他也需要在他们听信福音后，来不继续的牧养他们。
And also he needs to shepherd those people that after they hear the gospel and believed.
那么使他们能够靠着神所赐他们的恩典和坚定他们的信心。
So through the grace of God that they will strengthen their faith.
能够忍受可能面对的一切的诱惑、试探或者是逼迫。
They will be able to forbear all the temptations and the burdens after they believe the gospel.
那么保罗其实他也认为呢，许多外邦人呢，一定也听说了他曾经是一个积极的逼迫基督徒的法利赛人。
Paul knows that many Gentiles that they know before Paul believed, he's also a persecutor to the Christians.
而如今呢，他变为一位基督的使徒。
But now he was transformed become disciples of Christ.
所以以弗所人也不例外，他们也一定会明白。
And the Ephesians people also understand that.
那保罗的改变和他的作为，那是神赐他的恩典。
Paul's transformation is also the work of God.
那是神在他身上亲自的工作。
It is the work, work that God has done on him.
所以与此同时呢，他也神也赐给保罗一个特殊的职分。
And at the same time, Paul, God also gave Paul, a special work.
那么使用他呢，作为一个器皿。
And use him as an instrument.
由神所赐的恩典呢，在外邦人中传基督的福音。
By the grace of God, he will proclaim the gospel among the Gentiles.
让这些外邦的基督徒也知道，他们也是神家里的人。
So let the Gentile Christians know they also members of God's church.
那么神其实不但是赐给了保罗传福音给外邦人的这个职分。
Not only God entrusts Paul the stewardship to proclaim the gospel to Gentiles.
那么他同时也把履行这一职分的各样的需要的能力恩典赐给了他。
And God also gave him all the ability, equipped him to be able to perform this task.
那么这在保罗给哥林多前书格林多人写书信的时候已经谈到，在格林多前书五章十五。在哥林多前书的十五章十节，他这样写道：“他说，然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神在，乃是神的恩典与我同在。”
This is recorded in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, and by the grace of God, I am what I am.And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me.
所以保罗在这里清楚地告诉这些格林多的这些神的儿女们，那么他自己能做这些事情，不是他有什么能力，那是神在他身上完全的恩典。
So Paul here clearly told the Christians that.The reason that he can perform this task, not because of himself, but it's because of the grace of God.
那么保罗这里呢，也是想让以弗所的信徒知道。
And here also Paul wants the Christians in Ephesus to understand.
神赐他向外邦人传福音的这个职分呢，也是那么是这个能这个职分的能力的时候，也赐给他这个能够行使这些能力的各样的恩赐。
And when God gave him this task to spread the gospel to the Gentiles, he also gave him this, this authority to do this.
那么与此同时呢，神也其实向他启示了福音的奥秘。
And also revealed to him the mystery of the gospel.
那么这些关于福音的奥秘呢，保罗这里面说，这些事呢，在过去以往他写给这些外邦人的书信中呢，已经有提到。
And Paul said in the past days that he wrote letters to reveal to others this mystery too.
所以为了明白保罗这些话呢，我们有必要知道一些圣经历史方面的知识。
So in order to understand this sentence, we need to know some of the histories of these letters.
那么保罗写以弗所书的时候，大约是在主后六十年。
And the time when Paul wrote the Ephesians is about year 60 AD.
而他写这个加拉太书，还有帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And the book of Galatians and the first and second Thessalonians.
那么还有哥林多前后书，以及罗马书和雅各书。
And the book of Romans and first and second Corinthians.
那么这些都是在主后四十到五十五年的时候写成的。
It's about 40 to 50 AD.
所以这些书呢都是在以弗所书之前就写给这些外邦教会了。
Both books are given before the book of Ephesians.
那么比方这些书信中呢，其实对福音呢其实都有了不同程度的阐述。
And in those letters that there is a different explanation of this mystery.
那比方说罗马书它是在告诉这些基督徒要因信称义的真理。
And for example, the Romans is teaching the Christians that we are justified by grace.
那比方雅各书呢，是教导他们信心与行为乃是同，乃是平行的。
And in the book of James, that teaches us that your faith and the work after the faith is all should work accordingly.
那么每一封写给这些外邦这些地方教会的信呢，那么也会在其他的教会呢。可能得到也会传阅。
And the letters to specific church and also should be read among other churches.
所以呢，这些书信呢，有可能也传到了以弗所这些地方。
And those letters also read in the book in the city of Ephesus.
所以保罗在这里想强调的乃是呢，他知道福音的奥秘。
And Paul here want to emphasize he knows the mysteries of the gospel.
所以他并不是通过考察任何旧约书卷或者前人的一些著作得出的结论。
It is not that he studied carefully studied the Old Testament or some books written by the early people.
而是神亲自启示给他自己的。
It is God himself revealed all these mysteries to him.
那么这个呢，很像我们记得有一次呢，这个神启示但以理为尼布加尼撒解梦。
This is very similar to the prophet Daniel once that God revealed him in the vision.
那我们知道当时呢，尼布加尼撒做了一个梦，那么他心里烦乱，那么睡不着觉。
And we know that the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he was so bothered by the dream he couldn't sleep.
于是他就请这个他国中的这些各样的能人呢来为他解梦。
So he asked all the wise men in his country trying to resolve this this dream.
但是不幸的是呢，他忘记了他所梦的梦。
But unfortunately, he himself even forgot what he had in the dream.
所以所有这些解梦都不知道该怎么样给他解梦。
So all the people that trying to help do not how to resolve a dream that already forgotten.
然而他呢，如果谁解不了这些梦了，他就要把这些人都要杀死。
So for those that who cannot explain the dream to him, he will put them to death.
所以人们就想到但以理。
So people thought about Daniel.
所以说知道说但以理会解梦。
Because they know that Daniel can resolve dreams.
但是如果王做的梦但以理不知道的是做了什么梦，其实但以理也是解不了梦的。
So to Daniel, by his own power, if a man forgot what he had in his dream, even Daniel cannot resolve.
所以呢，但以理呢就求他的朋友呢跟他一起来祷告。
So Daniel asked his friends to pray together with him.
所以神就把尼布加尼撒的梦了亲自的启示给了但以理。
So God revealed the contents and the meaning of the king's dream to Daniel.
那么在但以理书二章十九节，但以理这样讲，他说：“这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明，但以理便称颂天上的神。”
In the book of Daniel, chapter two, verse 19, during the night of the mystery was revealed to Daniel in the vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven.
所以呢，但以理没有任何的线索知道王所做的梦。
Daniel has no clue what by himself that what's in King's dream.
那是神亲自启示给他的。
It is God himself revealed this dream to him.
那么同样的，保罗知道福音的奥秘。
So similar that Paul knows the mysteries of the gospel.
那么也不是根据别的什么信息他做出的判断。
Not according to the information he has.
那是神亲自给他的启示。
It is God himself revealed to him.
所以呢，他在加拉太书的一章十二节，在谈到福音的时候，保罗这样讲： 他说因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 12, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
那我们看了神给保罗的托付，还有有关福音奥秘的这个特殊的启示，我们下面再看一下神启示保罗还有这些先知基督的奥秘。
So now let us take a look what is the real contents in this mystery.
那么这是到六节，我们先来看一下第四节，他在讲，他说你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。第四节。
It's in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4. In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight.Into the mystery of Christ.
那么这里保罗说他深知基督的奥秘。
So Paul here says he knows the mystery of Christ.
那么也就基督的奥秘跟福音的奥秘是有完全的联系。
And there's a connection between the mystery of gospel and the mystery of Christ.
那么当时呢，教会呢收到一封书信时呢，总是一个人高声朗读，那么全体其他的会众呢就一起在那听。
In the early days, when the church received a letter, that they will gather together and one person will read it out loud.
所以一直读下去呢，不一定这些会众都能够听得明白。
And by reading through the letter, not that every members that will understand the contents.
但是或多或少他们也会领受一些。
But they, for better, for more, for less, that they will understand some of the contents.
所以呢，保罗作为这封信的作者
，So as the author of this epistle,
他知道他在信中写了一些什么。
He understand that what he had put in this epistle.
那么在他看来呢，当外邦的基督徒听了他所写的内容的时候。
And when he heard that the Gentiles heard that the letter he wrote.
那么他们一定会得出一个结论。
And they will have some conclusion.
那么保罗这样给他们解释福音的奥秘。
The way that Paul explains the gospel to them.
是因为保罗自己他深知福音的奥秘。
Because Paul himself completely understands this mystery.
所以要想明白福音的奥秘，必须首先明白基督的奥秘。
So if you want to understand the mystery of the gospel, you need to understand the mystery of Christ.
所以保罗在这儿呢，用深知这个词呢，再次的表明他对基督的奥秘的认识。
So Paul here used the word insight that gives us some clue that he deeply understands the gospel.
所以他明白基督的奥秘了，不是根据前人的学术或者自己的这些思考总结出来的一套神学理论。
Not the reason he understand not because he read some the things that from the teachers or from other resources.
而是他从基督那里直接得到的。
Because he directly received them from Christ.
其实就像摩西当年在西乃山得到神给他的启示一样。
Just like in the Old Testament that Moses received the revelation at the Mount Sinai from God.
所以保罗这里告诉外邦人关于基督的奥秘。
So Paul here tells the Gentiles the mystery of Christ.
那么就像当年摩西从西乃山领受了神给他的启示，告诉以色列人关于神的关于神的这些启示。
Just like when Moses received the revelation from God in Mount Sinai, and he wants tell to the Israelites.
那么在出埃及记的35章第一节，摩西，那么他这样讲：摩西召聚以色列全会众，对他们说：“这是耶和华吩咐的话，叫你们照着行。”
It's recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 35, verse 1. Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, "These are the things the Lord has commanded you to do."
那么这里保罗也是在告诉这些外邦的使徒，那么这是神给我关于基督的启示，你们应当明白。
And Paul here is also telling the Gentile believers that this is the mystery God revealed to me personally, and you should understand.
那么在第五节再接着说，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，就像今日借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
It's in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 5, which was not made known to man in other generations as it was now being revealed by the Spirit of God's holy apostles and prophets.
其实我们从旧约的好多的这些这个 书里面我们已经知道，那么将来有一天外邦人会和以色列人一同来敬拜神。
So through the Old Testament that we all read that and know that in the future someday that the Gentiles and the Israelites they will all together believe and worship this one God.
我们只拿出两个例子来看，那以赛亚书十一章的第十节，他这样讲，他说到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，也安他安息之所大有荣耀。
And one example is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nation will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious.
那么在以赛亚书的55章5节，他也这样讲，他说，你素不认识的国民，你也必招来，素不认识的国民也必向你奔跑，都因耶和华你的神，以色列的圣者。因为他已经荣耀你。
And also in another example in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 5, surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
那么类似的这些启示呢，在这个诗篇呀、啊，或者是别的先知书里面，也很多地方也都有。
And a similar revelation is also recorded in the book of Psalms and other books.
那么，虽然神启在旧约中启示这些先知
，Even though God in the Old Testament revealed to the prophet，
让他们知道了将来有一天外邦人会认识神。
That Gentiles in someday in the future will know this true God.
但是呢，他没有明确地指出这些人将来怎么样认识神。
But he didn't exactly give the details how they will know this God.
所以这些启示呢，还是比较模糊的。
So these revelations are still blur to them.
所以它不像在新约时代，神借着圣灵启示那些使徒和先知一样的清楚。
Not as clear as in the New Testament through the apostles that God revealed the whole mystery to them.
那么保罗呢，在这里讲的这些使徒和先知，那是指使徒时代，那么神透过圣灵所特别使用的一些人。
So here, the Paul mentioned the apostles and the prophets is in the New Testament that the God used some the special person for special tasks.
那么特别的启示他们有关基督和福音的奥秘。
And gave them the clear task that to reveal the mystery of Christ.
那么差遣他们呢，去各地来传讲基督的福音，来建立教会。
And send them to all over the country to proclaim the teaching from God.
那么也就是呢，神不只是把这个基督的奥秘启示给保罗。
Not only God gave this revelation to Paul.
那么也不同程度的启示给了新约时代的其他的使徒和先知。
And also revealed in different way to the New Testament's apostles and disciples.
那么这个里面最后这块他说那些，他说圣灵启示他的，说如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知。
And here says now revealed the mystery to his holy apostles and prophets.
所以这里面有如今这个词呢，就告诉我们这里面的先知呢，它是不包括旧约的先知。
And here tells us that use the word now means the New Testament apostles and prophets.
那么保罗在这叙述完神对他的托付，还有关基督的奥秘，还有福音的启示之后呢，那么最后呢，他才解释了福音基督的奥秘到底是什么的内容。
After the background of this mystery, then Paul now explained what is in this mystery.
那么这里他讲第六节，他说这奥秘 就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
It's in verse 6. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of the body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
那么保罗在这里之所以叫基督的奥秘和福音的奥秘，
Paul here mentioned the mystery of Christ and the mystery of gospel.
是因为外邦的基督徒和犹太的基督徒同被蒙召为神的儿女。
Because the Gentile believers and the Israelites believer, they all called to believe this one gospel.
都是听信了福音，在基督耶稣里成为了一体。
They all hear the gospel and received them and become one body in Christ.
那么又同蒙神的应许，那么都是在基督耶稣里借着福音，那么成为，那么成为就是成就了神的作为。
And all by one promise from God that they are accomplished the work of God.
所以这些事情呢，看来是人做的，其实都是在神手中一件一件做成的。
From the obvious, it seems man did something, but actually, it's God Himself accomplished all this work.
所以彰显的是神的大能。
It is Almighty God's work.
那么在这些奥秘中，一方面呢，这个后嗣呢，它预示着一个终极的目标。
And there's the end goal that need to be reached.
那么那时呢，神的儿女呢，都会得到神为他们所预备的产业。
And all God's children will receive the inheritance that God has prepared for them.
那么当然这个产业呢，就是指神给亚伯拉罕当初所应许的。
And this is the inheritance that God promised Abraham he will give to him.
而神当初给亚伯拉罕所应许的呢，并不只是一片地上的产业。
And the inheritance God promised to Abraham, not only the land that he gave on earth.
那么他给亚伯拉罕的最重要的应许乃就是那些因信称义、听信福音的人。
And the promise that God gave to Abraham is that those that who justified by faith and heard and believed.
那不论是犹太人还是外邦人。
No matter it's Gentiles or the Israelites.
那么只有相信耶稣基督，只有因信称义，他才会成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Only those who believe the Christ and justified by faith that they can become heirs of Abraham.
那么才会成为神的儿女。
And become children of God.
那么才会在耶稣基督再来的时候得到神为他们所预备的产业。
And in the second coming of Jesus Christ, they will receive the inheritance from God.
那么在这个加拉太书的3:29，那么保罗这样讲，他说：“你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。”
It's recorded in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
所以呢，外邦人认识神，也是神对亚伯拉罕应许的实现。
So the Gentiles believe God is also a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham.
因为神当初应许亚伯拉罕说，万国必因他得福。
Because God promised to Abraham, all nations will be blessed through you.
所以当外邦人听到福音，接受福音，认识耶稣基督时候，
So when the Gentiles hear the gospel and believed the gospel.
那么在加拉太书这个3:14呢，保罗写到，他说这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
He redeemed to us in order that the blessings given to him, Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
所以也就是说，是不是亚伯拉罕的后裔，不是看他们之间的血缘关系。
So if you are heirs of Abraham, is not by the biological line.
而是在于 他们听到了福音，是不是有圣灵的重生
？It's if after you hear the gospel, if you're regenerated by the Holy Spirit or not.
那么这里保罗讲到基督的奥秘的另一个方面，就是基督通过他的十字架上的死。
So here talks about the another side, aspect of the mystery of Christ through the death Jesus Christ, on the cross.
那么把外邦基督徒和犹太的基督徒在他的里面呢，联合成为一个整体。
And the Gentile believer and the Israelites believer all become one body.
也能够使他们一同与神和好。
And they all joined. Together and reconciled with God.
成为神的国度中，成为神在地上国度的子民。
Become the people, of God, on earth.
其实也就是指我们现在的教会。
And it is the church we now talked about.
那我们从今天的信息中知道了，神托付保罗在外邦人中间传基督的福音。
And today's sermon that Paul, God through Paul to spread the gospel in the Gentiles.
他同时也启示保罗基督的奥秘或还有福音的奥秘。
He also revealed to Paul the mystery of gospel and Christ.
那么这个奥秘就是呢，不管是哪族哪邦的人。
So the mystery is no matter what ethnicity you are in.
都不能抵挡基督的大能。
Nobody can hinder the almighty power of God.
那么都可以在基督里面合一。
They all can become one in Christ.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
那么因为有了耶稣基督。
Because of Jesus Christ.
那么有一些在人看来不可能的事情，那么也必然成为可能。
The things that seems impossible for man, but it is possible in God.
那么这几天呢、啊，大家一定看到，那么在微信群中传的一个视频。
And you might view the video from in the WeChat.
那么这个是谈到一个关于在1944年的时候圣诞节发生的一个故事。
And it's a story that happened in 1944.
那么这是谈到在二战的后期呢，那么德州呢在圣诞节前夕呢突然。对盟军发起这个袭击。
It's talking about during the Second World War, the end of the World War II, that the Allies that the German soldiers that start suddenly attacked the Allies.
那么双方呢在暴风雪中就展开激战。
And there's a fierce battle that in the storm.
那么双方呢都损失惨重。
And both sides that has many casualties.
那么在战场附近呢，有一间这个森林里呢，有一间狩猎的小屋子。
And there's a little log room in the forest.
那么一位德国母亲呢，跟她的儿子就正在里面群这个写这个在那里躲在那里。
And there's German woman and his son was hiding in that room.
那么就在圣诞节的夜里呢，就有三名美国军人呢，他们因为迷了路了，就来到这里。
And there's three that American soldier.
对
，American soldier who are lost, then they came to this room, the house.
那么他们请求在这儿取暖。
And they want to seek some warmness.
而且里面有一位军人还是重伤。
And one of the soldier was gravely harmed.
那么这位德国母亲呢，犹豫之后呢，就让他们进来了。
And after some hesitation, the woman let them all in.
那么邀请他们一起在这里就吃圣诞的晚餐。
And they invited the soldiers to have the Christmas dinner with them.
那么刚过一会儿呢，又听到有人敲门。
And after a little while, then they heard another group knock on the door.
那么来的是四位德国兵。
And there's four German soldiers.
而在这个，所以他儿子呢开门的时候呢就吓坏了。
And when the son opened the door, then they were all shocked.
因为呢，纳粹规定呢，收留这些盟军呢，就会一定会是格杀无论的。
because the Nazi commanded that if you receive the Allied soldier, that you will be condemned.
所以他们的母亲呢就出来，那么对这些德国兵说。
And his mother came out and told the German soldiers.
他说：“圣诞快乐，欢迎和我们共享圣诞晚餐。”
Merry Christmas. Let us all share together to receive the Christmas dinner.
他也告诉他们说：“但是屋里面有客人，说不是你们的朋友。”
But I have guests in my room. They are not your friends.
所以希望你们能够包容他们。
We hope that you will also accept them.
那么这些德国民兵就问他说：“是美国人吗？”
And the German soldiers asked, "Are they Americans?"
所以那位母亲就说：“是的。”
And the mother answered, "Yes."
但他说：“但是，请将你的武器放下。”
Then she also said, "Please put down all your weapons."
说圣诞夜不能动武。
So nobody should start a fight during the Christmas.
那么这些德国兵呢，就放下了，咬着牙了，放下了武器。
So those German soldiers that they reluctantly put down their weapons.
那么他们就也都进到了屋里面来。
And they all entered into this log room.
那么一名美国士兵看到这些德国兵进来，他马上拔出枪来。
And when the Americans that they saw the German soldiers came in, instantly that they pull out their gun.
那么这位母亲说，今天是圣诞夜。
But the mother said, today is the Christmas Eve.
不准杀戮。
Nobody should kill.
所以他们就在一起坐下。
And they all sat down.
那么过了一会儿呢，气氛就逐渐的缓和下了。
So after a little while, the atmosphere become a little unintense.
那么美国兵呢，就拿出雪茄跟他们，让他们来抽。
And the Americans they took out their cigar and shared with the German.
那么德国兵拿出红酒来，一起来分享。
And the German soldiers also bring out their wine and share.
而且一个德国兵还给美国的这个伤员了包扎伤口。
And the German soldier also wrapped the injuries for the American soldier.
而这位母亲呢，在一旁祈祷。
And the mother was praying by the side.
那么她在那里祷告说：“感谢主的恩典。”
And she prayed, "We thank the grace of the Lord."
那么让大家在战争中还能有这样的和平的共聚。
And gave us the peace even during the war.
那么这些士兵们听着母亲的这个母亲的祷告呢，都泪流满面。
And those soldiers who heard the prayer from the mother, they all are weeping.
所以那天晚上的这些德国兵和美国兵呢，都深深的被这位母亲打动。
And on that night, both American soldier and German soldier, they all touched by these mothers.
所以他们仿佛在听着有人在讲。
And they seems heard.
那么就像我们今天背诵的经文一样，像有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。正确必担在他的肩上，他名为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
They seems heard the verses that we have recited earlier. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以这里面也告诉我们了，这个世界如果没有耶稣，没有耶稣基督呢，战争绝对继续会有。
So it also tells us this, that without Jesus Christ, there will be wars in this world.
我们只有在耶稣基督里才能真正的有和平。
Only through Jesus Christ, in Him we have true peace.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，主，感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Father, we all come before you. We thank you for giving us your word.
主，我们谢谢你真的把我们这些罪人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
We thank you for delivering us such sinners from our darkness.
让所有的这些不管从哪国哪邦来的人，不管过去是敌人，哪怕过去是敌人，那也在耶稣基督里都能够换干戈。
And we all reconciled to God and to each other, because of Jesus Christ.
都能够一同成为你的儿女。
We all be called your children.
一同享受在你里面的那种平安喜乐。
We can all enjoy the peace and joy in you.
这一切都是耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
These blessings are all accomplished by Jesus Christ.
所以这正是基督的奥秘，也是福音的奥秘。
This is the mystery of gospel and the mystery of Christ.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.